Hi, this is a dictation for Nigel Love, N-I-G-E-L-L-O-V-E. Date of birth is 3/5/2002. Date of accident 5/17/2025. Date of service 5/20/2026. This is a new patient visit, and the patient presents with the following chief complaints: severe pain in the lower back and numbness and tingling of the left leg, as well as pain in the left knee, making it difficult to walk. History of the automobile accident. The patient presents, alleges, sorry, that the automobile accident on 5/20/2025 is responsible for all the alleged history. Here is the history of the automobile accident. 5/20/2025, Mr. Nigel Love was traveling as a rear passenger on the left side with a friend who was also sitting in the rear in a Hyundai Tuscan. And at 25-30 miles an hour on Eaton, E-A-T-O-N, and Ohio, O-H-I-O, in West Detroit. They were rear-ended by another car while going on the Eaton. The other driver was traveling faster and didn't stop. He was wearing seatbelt, airbags did not deploy, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. The police did not come to the scene, ambulance didn't come to the scene. The patient reports that the damage was to the rear bumper and the trunk. The car was drivable. The windshield had not damaged, and there was no glass break, no damage to inside of the car. Regarding the injuries, patient report that he had his head into the headrest and the neck whiplash happened. The left leg hit into the door. The knee banged into the door. There was no bleeding, no fractures, no laceration, no bruises. Regarding the history of presenting illness, patient reports of headaches that are present 3 on a scale of 1 to 10 and they last for 10 to 20 minutes on almost daily occurrence, mostly in the front of the head, mild, off and on, sensitive to the light, not sensitive to the noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. And additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports of disorientation, loss of concentration, but denies any dizziness, vertigo. It denies any loss of consciousness or seizures. Denies any balance problem. Denies vision problem. Ear is not buzzing. And no nausea, vomiting. No taste problem, smell problem. No pain in the TMJ or denture. He does have moderate anxiety, depression, panic, and he has sleep disturbance and weakness and tingling are reported. In the history of presenting illness, patient is having a moderate severe pain in the lower back to the tune of 9, and he describes the burning and numbness and tingling in the left thigh anteriorly and posteriorly, as well as pain in the left knee, which is 8. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heart burning, heavy, tender. 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. Modify factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, walking, bending, and improved by sitting. He had no x-rays before. He reports of numbness and tingling of the left thigh and muscle weakness of the left thigh. Regarding the past treatment, patient went to the Sinegris Hospital emergency room next day by his family, and there was no x-ray, no CT scan was done. Ibuprofen, Tylenol was given, Probaxin, lidocaine patch. He was discharged. Please review the records for the system review for past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history and personal history, diagnosis and ADLs. physical examination, the blood pressure is 140 over 86, pulse is 60, pulse ox is 98. This is a 23-year-old African-American male, height 5'11", weight 180. He's alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, and does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be overly anxious, lethargic. He has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with a slight limp due to the pain in the left knee. Rest of the exam will come from the template, including normal neurological examination, normal musculature examination. In the musculoskeletal inspection palpation from the template, the range of, there is no spine tenderness and no paravertebral muscle spasm. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is normal, actually. Forward flexion 50, extension 60. Bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was slightly painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. All the maneuvers in the cervical spine are negative. All the maneuvers in the thoracic spine are negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees. And CLR is positive. CAMP test was positive. Babinski sign negative. Dreger test negative. And in the sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joint were found positive, tender slightly. And Gunsland test was positive. And fever test was positive. However, standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. Please review the chart for diagnosis and also for the plan of care. The treatment plan is as follows. Patient is provided with Mobic 7.5 milligram, 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory. Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day for anxiety and panic relief. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain on the left leg. Medigesic for headaches. Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. Pain medicine was provided, narcotic, Tylenol, codeine, number 4, 30 tablets for pain relief. Physical therapy is ordered for the affected areas of the lower back and the left knee, and 3 times a week with traction, massage, echotherapy, gait training. Patient was advised to use a chiropractor as well and acupunctures. Patient is provided work disability, household replacement, transportation. DMEs, patient is provided a knee brace and a quad cane. An MRI for lumbar spine and MRI for left knee has been ordered. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry and fitness club are all yes. No interventional pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, none. Investigation and order for MRI for lumbar spine and left knee has been ordered. DMEs, patient is provided with the neck brace, for the lumbar back brace and a quad cane. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.